Mike?
Yes, Don?
Let's start with a call.
Okay.
Which is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. He says
8:30.
Okay.
Was it 8:30?
It's closer to 8.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
It's,
How was I doing up at that hour?
And Mike was talking to his Major Bill. I picked up on hello, and he said, hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
I said, hey. You know, and you asked me what I was doing. I said, I was whatever I was doing. He said something.
So what the hell is that in the background?
He said, do you remember saying, it sounds like you're doing a crossword puzzle. Now, what I was doing was I'm in the grocery store.
That makes a lot of
and
sense.
And I was unpacking groceries.
And I'm gonna like put a check mark for things that I.
As I was on
I didn't
phone,
remember I said that.
He said, it sounds like you're doing a crossword puzzle. I said, no, I'm just putting some groceries away. What's happening? And I sat down. He said, I want to tell you about my Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Said I had a bad Friday night, a good Friday night, but a bad Friday night, and he knew that it would amuse me.
Mm.
He said, in no particular order, that he had yelled at many people at the Look Around Cafe.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Wow.
Told them that, God damn it, he owned the place.
Right.
And that if he wanted to get behind the bar and serve himself.
That was just my managing partner. That
well,
I
God damn it,
to.
He was going to do it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And no one was going to stop him. And then he got home, and at about 2:30 in the morning, apparently there have been some day laborers who had been working in Mike's yard,
yes.
And I guess the work was not done, and they still had the sign out saying that they were, like, doing his landscaping.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he...
Well, they took the sign away.
That was that's what it was.
I had a bunch of stuff that hadn't been done, and stuff that some plants that had died.
Yes.
And it had been a long time, and I was fine because I know it's the heat of the summer and you don't want to replace those during the heat of the summer.
Right.
What triggered it was when I saw that the sign had been removed. You know, the sign like, we've done the work here.
Right.
And to me, that was like total abandonment. It's like,
right.
Oh, now that it looks bad, we're going to take the sign away.
And I
had a reaction.
Anybody that's had that work done knows that you leave the sign there like it's an ad for these guys.
Yes. Right. And the sign was fine when everything was new and shiny, but as soon as there's a little tarnish there, you know. Mm-hmm. So I took it extraordinarily personally.
And
much more personally than I normally would.
At 2:30 a.m.
normal circumstances.
Mike called whoever
the owner,
the lead Chewy.
No,
is the guy's name.
He's not the Chewy. He's
no.
the owner of the company. And I don't even remember what I said.
All right,
but
here's what you
said. It was negative.
Oh. You said to me, this is
right.
what you said.
Right.
You said, I got home, that sign is gone, and man, I called that MF-er. And I said, I look out of my yard, and I don't see plants. I see weeds. I see your goddamn sign is gone. You suck. You're awful. This is my house.
Yeah.
Your work sucks. Your people suck. You take your sign. It was something along those lines.
Yeah,
and then Mike said, as he was calling me, amazingly,
mm-hmm.
his yard was full of migrant workers
mm-hmm. oh.
who apparently had heeded the call
well,
from their boss man.
The way I understood that to be was, it was, you know, I have a very good relationship with this person that I had. After I spoke with you, was it before? Had I made the call to him before I talked to you or after I talked to you?
Well, you called him at 2:30 in the morning, and then
but I had to make another call. Because I had to call him later on in the morning.
Oh, well, no, then you called him after
you called
him.
That was the apology call that I had to make because it was, it's funny, Don, when I got a chance to reflect on things. I think that I had overreacted just a wee bit.
Huh.
So the apology call was necessary. Followed by, you know, I don't think I apologized to the other guy that I yelled at in the restaurant until today. Because I had actually kind of apologized to him, that night, but not really, but it was a follow-up. So there were two significant apologies that yes. I had to do. And I don't like that. I don't like it when I have to do that, when it's completely necessary, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know what it was. I just got a little crazy.
Was it Friday? What was Friday?
It was just, too much Friday evening, probably.
Just easy living? I mean, it was just Friday.
Just Friday. But Friday with, you know, little things getting to me that normally wouldn't get to me. And, you know, here's the deal. When I'm in my joint, it's very, there are certain things that you don't do. There's certain things I don't go here. I don't go there. I don't do this. I don't do that. And this guy who is my managing partner, my buddy Jeff,
right.
Jeff kind of looks out for me and makes sure that I'm, you know, that doesn't happen. And for whatever reason, I just got to, there was one time when I was getting, you know, I had gotten instruction of not to go back there.
To serve yourself.
No, I didn't. I was going to serve myself. This is early in the evening where I had gone to like do a little light thing, and or I'd been back there, and he said, you know, don't go back behind the bar. And then later on, there was this guy that was kind of like standing in the same area, you know, who was just there. And I think that's when I snapped a little bit and said, so, hey, you know, so, it's my joint. I can go wherever the hell I want or something like that. And it was very obnoxious and very drunk.
And you made a very rude call to your landscaper who
very
then,
rude call to my landscaper
who then came out and
called to my landscaper who deserved. He got the profuse apology the following day because I know him and I have a good relationship with him. Well, I did. And then here's the deal. I'm making the apology call.
Yeah.
And just when I get done giving my blabbering, rambling apology.
And how did you apologize to the guy? You said, can you call him at 2:30 a.m. on mm-hmm. a Friday night
yeah.
to tell him that you don't like your landscaping?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you apologize?
I apologized by saying I'm really sorry. and I was, of course. And I think that, yes, I mean, I was completely sincere. And then, He was responding to my apology, and just when that happened, his phone cut off.
Oh, dear.
And it was positive, but I didn't get it.
You didn't hear it?
Because it was like, you know, I really do appreciate, but normally you can say that, you know, and I really do appreciate you calling, but, you know, but if you ever call me at that hour again, I'm going to stab you in the heart with an ice pick. You know, that's normally the way something like that goes. Uh-huh. And then, for whatever reason, after very, very little sleep and some bad eating, my girlfriend and I enjoyed some very bad eating in the wee hours. And I'll tell you something. I don't know if anybody else experiences this. I have lost 26 pounds on my diet.
Very good.
And I've been eating extremely well. And this is very rare for me now to do this because it's the worst possible thing. I'm done with all my calories and all my food.
Right.
By the time I'm going out for the evening, I don't do the, you know, the go out like so many people do and then you go out for breakfast. We did it this particular Friday mm-hmm. and, I had I don't know if anybody's ever gotten acid indigestion like this. It's the kind of acid indigestion that wakes you up because you're gasping for air because
yes.
you're choking because it's burning so bad.
Like your acid reflux?
It's the reflux. Yeah. And it's, and, you know, this.
I am the god of hellfire!
This food,
Michael
Mara. This food was introduced into my system, and because it's been so long, and I've been eating so well,
right?
It awakened me, and I bolted up in bed and just started choking, just going.
Yep. Been there.
And then I was up after that, and this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I called
now,
you right after that.
Now you mentioned your girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that she's around when you're, like, calling the landscaper at 2:30 a.m.?
She was standing right next to me.
Okay. What does she say to you when you hang up the phone? Untie me, Mike, right now.
She didn't say anything other than, you know, we had been concerned about this and... she didn't say really anything judgmental, which is probably the key to the success of the relationship.
That's good for your relationship.
You know, she really didn't make any judgment call on it until the next day. And I think I said, do you think I should call him? She said, yeah, it might be a nice idea for you to call him up. But kind of low key. She knows one thing about me that if I'm an ass in that particular circumstance, nobody knows that he's been an ass more than I do the next day. And I have to. And I hate it. Because I know I'm an ass, and I can't live with it, I wish I was one of. I sometimes almost wish that when I was an ass, that I could wake up the next morning and not have to like build bridges where the bridges have been like nuked.
I think the funniest moment was you were telling me all of this, and I was laughing, and you said, you know, I had a lot to drink last night.
Right.
Yeah, well, you saw, and then you said. You know,
well, it's no secret that I've been compensating for, this is like the third or fourth time on a weekend where I've gone all day.
The funniest thing is, you said, real seriously, you said, you know, I think I might be drunk still right now, but I knew you would appreciate hearing this story about how I acted last night.
My, I know that, that in my moments when I'm like that, that I knew that it would bring you joy. Mm-hmm. I knew that, you would feel great joy hearing, you know, cause I mean, nobody enjoys me behaving like an ass more than you do. You always have for 20 years. And I figured,
I love it.
You know, when normally I would try to, you know, just to let it go, now I'm going to share. I'm going to share
that. That's what I love about
and, you. Know,
you now you're going to let it hang out there.
And more to come. I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure more to come.
You know,
but I am really, I'm getting to a point where I got to just, pull the reins in ever so slightly, and you know, I figured out how to do it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it by just saying, "Hey, I'm not going to have a drink when I go in there. I'm going to cut back." That cracks me up. Cut back. That's a sweet one, isn't that, Rich? Cut back. No. Here's the key. I'm going out later.
There you go.
I'm going out later.
That's good.
I'm going out later, and by just on pure time.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
You go out later.
That's genius.
Well, yep. the one time when it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like the whiskey time.
Oh, right.
That was when we were off that day.
Oh, yeah. That was like a daytime.
That was a daytime, and that was like at noon.
Yeah.
And that was why, you know, that.
So what's the new time to go out now? What was the old time? The old time would be after,
old
like,
time
after
would
8
be,
o'clock?
No, 9:30-ish. Probably go out about 9. Go home, have dinner, relax a little bit, maybe take a shower, get ready to go out, get there about 9:30.
So what's the new time now?
10:30.
You're sacrificing a whole hour of drinking time.
Yeah, but it's the first.
Yeah, you don't want to. It's baby steps. You don't want to.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to just completely.
Do you know a guy named Henry?
Henry who?
I don't know. Henry Hill?
No, I don't.
I don't know.
Is it the guy from the comic strip?
It says he was with Mike Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Henry.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, Henry.
I don't know you, Henry. I don't know a Henry.
You might know me better as Henrietta from Friday.
Nope.
Henrietta?
No.
Henrietta?
Don't know you at all.
Yeah, you took me out to Hank's Reach Around Cafe.
Okay, all right.
He's a comic. He's
I
a comic.
We had a real guy there who
I know all the names.
Shared some special moments with you.
All the names. No, usually the customers are spared. You know that. They're occasionally not though.
Hey, we applaud that.
The customers are spared.
Isn't that on the crest?
That's
occasionally.
When you go to Mike's bar, the customers, generally speaking,
don't get yelled at.
Are spared Mike's drunken anger.
The thing is, you can't do that. You know, you can't do that and stay in business. You'd be out of business if you did that. You know,
we spare the customer.
I usually stay in my little circle of friends, and I'm usually pretty jolly with everybody. And in fact, the managing partner, my buddy Jeff. You know, who's, you know, one of the guys that helps run the place. You know, that's very, very rare also. That's extremely rare. The thing with the landscaping guy, you know, I've had a wonderful working relationship with him too. These are two people. Here's what made this night so unique and made me want to call you. These are two people that normally, you know, would not be the last guys in the world that I would direct my ire to. And I don't know why that happens. And I may be some of the finest shrinks, psychologists, psychiatrists in the world would be able to explain to me why that happened.
You know, I've had those nights, too, where you wake up and you're still drunk the next day. And I don't think it's fair. I think there should be some sort of agreement where if you get a full night's sleep, you should be able to start with a clean slate, no matter what you do.
My problem was I didn't get a full night's sleep because I think we probably turned in about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
If you were calling the landscape guy at 2:30 and then you're calling me at 8.
I think that was not.
As a matter of fact, and after I talked to you, I was not in the condition I thought I was. I was actually in better. I think I was maybe a little bit, but I recovered very quickly. But then later in the day.
You recovered quick enough to 5 hours later. Call me and say, I'm flying to Atlantic City right now. Do you want to come?
Now, under normal circumstances, if somebody had said, hey, you want to drive up there? You want to go there? I probably would have said no because I was tired. We were both very sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. But this golden opportunity presented itself with my buddy knocking on the door, my buddy Owen. And I want to thank Owen and Alan for this because this was a last minute thing. And it was so last minute. I mean, it's just like, get your stuff, throw it in a suitcase. We're going up. We're coming back the next day.
Right.
And can you get a room? And can you get a room for everybody? And that was my job. So I'm doing that, you know, tap dancing like I've never tap danced before, trying to get these hotel rooms. And I found out I got one.
Yeah.
That they were more than happy to give me because I've been up there and gambled.
Right? Yeah.
And then
and you're a big time loser up
and
there. They love you.
Yeah.
There.
And the second one, well, not big enough, Don. I'm not a big enough loser.
Oh, really?
I found that out the hard way.
Hmm.
And then the second room, they had what's called a casino rate, which is like a $100 room.
Right.
And they're, you know, they're lovely rooms up there at this place.
Yeah.
And then, for the guys that, fly the plane, you wanted to get them, or, you know, I didn't want everybody bunking in the same room.
Right.
So I needed a third room. And they said, ah, we appreciate you losing thousands of dollars when you come into this casino, but you just haven't lost that much where we can, let you have that room for anything other than the, weekend rate. I said, oh, okay. Well, what's the weekend rate? $400.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
$400.
Yeah. That's nothing, though. I mean, compared to money you lost gambling.
You understand my anger, right? You understand the fact that I'm mad. That I would think that because I lost that much,
but at that
and
point,
I lost what I told you I lost in the office before.
But here's the thing. Had you lost the amount that you lost on Saturday night when you were trying to get the free room, did they know that you had already?
From the last time I was there?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I hadn't been since January.
Yeah.
Because after I had that horrible weekend, the weekend of the big loss,
right?
I hadn't been back in a while, and they noticed that. They said, well, you haven't been here in a while. See, we realized that the last time you were here, you were hemorrhaging money. Remember, you were in the fetal position in the lobby of the hotel, bleeding from all orifices. But the fact is, you haven't done that in a while, so we're not going to be able, even though you're coming up to do it again, we're basically saying, and after that, I actually went to the people there, the casino host type of people, early in the morning because we were leaving. I called you when we
Sunday
were
Sunday morning,
we were
right?
Very, very early.
Thank you for coming.
And so here's the solution. They said, well, based on the place, I said, I know. I understand that I haven't been here in a while, but I mean, I'm saying I came up with these people. They played the games. They lost some money. I was just thinking maybe that we could get that little consideration. You hear about, all I'm ever told is people that gamble a lot less get a lot more. And here I don't get that, and I was pissed off. Mm-hmm. So she said, well, you'll have to have it reviewed by one of the directors. I said, oh, what time do they get in here? Oh, I said, they said 9 o'clock. I said, well, I'm leaving at 8 o'clock. And then the silent, you know, the look, you know, the silent look that you get in the movie Meet the Parents when he's at the counter and the lady's at the computer that works for the airline.
That's kind of
the look. And I didn't call, you know what I didn't? I didn't call our buddy. I didn't, because that's abusing the friendship. I only wanted to talk to him about one thing, and that was it. And just to say hello. I wasn't going to abuse that. I would think that just based on the fact that I'm such an amazing loser, that I would be able to have gotten that. And I also popped for dinner. For everybody.
Mike did lose a lot of money in AC on Saturday night.
You add that, you know, you add.
I would think that they would take that into consideration.
Think that maybe, you know, one of the things they'd be able to, and even knock it down a little bit, but no, they're, I mean, it's really,
that's
that just sucked.
Do you think that they would have treated you better if you had lost less but more often?
Yes.
It's the fact that you haven't been up there.
I think so, Rob. I don't know all the details. I think it's about frequency.
Yeah.
I think if you're there, the people that they kiss ass to, in my opinion, are the ones that are there every other weekend, or in some cases, really. I know that the people that make it their primary destination every weekend,
or who
and they're there.
Residence.
Yeah, and if you're losing less, but you're doing it more frequently,
then
that's it.
You're really sad when you had to go get on that private plane that you're flying on.
No, that was the happiest.
That was the golden boy.
That was the happiest.
Right. Listen to him complaining here about
that
how he couldn't get a room for free. He drops more.
The golden boy.
In one night than everybody out there is going to pay on their house this month. You know, he's Mr. What? I can't get this room for free.
Well,
even though I've spent all right. I guess I'll go get on my Don Imus private jet now and fly back home.
It ain't mine.
Bye bye. I know you borrowed it. Right? I mean, they asked.
It's him.
But
you
still,
know,
come
that's
on.
Not, I'm not
golden
paying for
boy.
That. Yeah.
Come on, you didn't get on 95 and drive up there.
No.
That was the great thing. You got on a plane and a half hour later.
No, and strangely enough, that put me in a much better mood.
Sure.
That put me, you know, because but really, what if I had driven up there? You know, because, I mean, the take everything else, it's all incidental. It seems to me that everything I always hear. Look, I met a guy one time in Las Vegas that told me there are systems on how to get things. I don't know. I don't do this enough to know all these systems where you can get the freebies that everybody gets. I don't know how to do it.
I mean, listen, you don't like talking about the amount of money, but I'm telling you, with the amount of money you lost,
don't you think?
This weekend, I would just go to the front desk and say, hi, my name is Mike. Check my card. I lost
$1,000
this weekend.
I do. They go into the computer. You give them your card. They go back and they said, I'm sorry, we can't do anything
for
you.
How about a free room? And then they say no. And they say,
well, they gave me one.
I'll go get on my private jet.
The golden boy.
They gave me one. And it's not mine. Please stop saying it's
mine.
You're making me sound like
I'm a friend. I'll go on my friend's
You know
jet.
That I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that if it was, you know,
you
if I had to pay
that.
For it.
I know you can't.
I can't.
I know you can't.
I can't. Not with the gambling losses.
I know.
It's impossible with the gambling losses.
Calling the lawn guy at 2:30 a.m.
That's I had. Look, there was a lot of life lived over the weekend. It was very stressful in a way. Slept like a baby yesterday.
How could it be stressful?
Well, the stuff on Friday night was stressful.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I was very upset.
What, getting drunk, yelling at people?
I was very upset.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
I was upset that I don't like to do that to
Hello,
people.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
No.
Hello?
That's too funny.
Makes me sad.
It's like the day after the guy on Cops. I don't like doing that to my wife. I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but you're funny. I don't like doing that.
I didn't enjoy that
Hello.
At all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you're doing it all wrong. What you need to do is you need to get rated when you go to the casino.
Yeah, of course I get rated.
Okay, Mike
knows rated.
That.
I play the stupid slot machines too. So I mean,
Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
I put the thing, the card in where I mean, they literally know every nickel
step.
That you're gambling.
But
so
the trick, you got to get to know the pit boss. What you do is you take like $1,000, and you put your card down on the table, and then you change in for $1,000.
Mike, can't you listen to this high roller?
No.
The way that he handles it?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
Well, it's like maybe that's why I don't pay attention to those guys. Remember the guy that came in, the blackjack guy that was telling us what to do and what not to do, and he said, you know, here's how you get all these freebies.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like listening to the instructions on putting together a stereo, you know. It's like, you know, it goes in one, and I shouldn't say stereo cabinet. It goes in one ear and out the other.
Hold on, GB. We got a break.